Well, they tell me we're still doing interviews, so the mics are back on, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. Welcome back. Also, just so you know, host of Radio Entrepreneurs, but also CEO, founder of Mage LLC. Since 1985, over 700 firms we've worked with, 700 entrepreneurs in leadership. Well, it's been quite a run for us at Mage. And here's another entrepreneur, which we and my partner, Jonathan Friedman, knows, Steve Walsh, CEO, Procurance. And we're going to talk about startup stories.
Fantastic.
Welcome, Steve.
Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Great. Well, why don't you tell us about Procurance?
So we are an early stage startup. We incorporated this year, and we're based in Boston. I'm a Boston kid. I grew up here. I'm a state school kid, went to UMass Amherst. And we are starting a company that's really a marketplace for business customers. And we call it a marketplace for B2B technology. So if you think of businesses in the Boston area and nationally, our focus is going to be that small and medium business and helping them buy technology. So, and by technology, I mean everything from internet services to co-location to maybe some cloud services, anything they need from a technology perspective to run their business.
Right. So who came up with the idea for this business? What's, you know, and give me some more meat on the bone of who buys it, who will be buying it.
Sure. So my background is an operator. So I spent about 20 years in the technology space, had the pleasure of working for two national cable companies, both Cox and Comcast, as a regional vice president. And two of my good friends from that industry and I have had this idea for about 10 years, and it really centers around customers. And the experience customers have in buying these products. And it really hasn't changed in the last 30 years. Customers either call a call center or they meet with someone, a salesperson face-to-face, and they go through this process of looking at companies, and they call whether it's the cable companies, the phone companies, or any number of these providers, and they go through this buying process. And it takes anywhere from 30 days for a small and medium business to up to 90 days if you're a mid-market or an enterprise business, because you've got to look at a bunch of providers and go through this, I'll call it contact to contract process of talking to people, getting proposals, and trying to figure out what technology fits your business, how you're going to use these services, and how it benefits you. Well, we took a look at that and said, and in the end, the customer looks at it and says, wow, that was a really hard process, and it was long, and it was tedious, and in the end, they kind of get to the point of saying, I'll choose the lesser of who cares because I just want to get back to my business.
Well, people, entrepreneurs can be risk adverse. They don't want to put themselves out of business.
Yeah, exactly.
So they tend to go sometimes to the easier decision.
They take the path of least resistance.
Exactly.
And so we looked at it and said, okay, it shouldn't be that way. It should be, we live in a technology age and there's this unbelievable plethora of things called marketplaces out there, which in all parts of my life I use. Amazon's probably the best example, but some Boston companies, whether it's travel, you know, TripAdvisor, Kayak, and now you're seeing marketplaces in the energy space and the car space. So we're looking at it going, why can't we bring this to the technology space? Why can't we build a place where if I'm a business owner, based on where I'm located and what I want, I can go and raise up all of the providers and I can look at their products and services. And based on my needs and my business, I can get a recommendation and I can take that product process from what was 30 days down to like 3 days. What if we could give them a more efficient, elegant, and candidly a transparent process that lets them see all the options as opposed to letting a provider tell them what they're going to buy or what bundle they're going to be in? So we just thought there was a better way. And so we started the company about 7 months ago and incorporated and said, we're going to build a company from a customer perspective, which a lot of people in this day and age talk about the customer experience. And we're all about the customer experience. My experience has been when someone says that, what they're really talking about is, let's find a way to take transactions out of the business so we can make a better margin. It's really not about the customer at all. Well, we want to build a company from day one from the customer perspective. So our early iteration of our company is spending a lot of time talking to potential customers about, if we had this platform, what would you want that experience to be like? How would you want it to look? What type of information would you want? How would you want to present it? And what should that buying process look like? And most companies have never taken the time to actually ask people how they'd like to buy product. We sort of want to turn our nuts on its head and take a very different perspective early on.
Interesting. So when you say we, did you start the business yourself? Were you recruited or were you part of the whole funding group that came in?
So I was part of these three founders and two gentlemen that I've known for close to 20 years. And we all worked in the technology industry together and had been talking about this problem for a while. And we all bring different skill sets. I'm more of the sales and operations side. One of my founders, Mario Pino, he is the technologist in engineering. And our third partner, Mo Yosefi, he is really the serial entrepreneur. He's founded a couple companies, one of which he took public. So I wanted to have folks that have a different skill set. So we thought of this idea. We've been talking about it for a long time. And then a little over a year ago, they both came into town and we locked ourselves in my house for a couple weeks, wrote a business plan and said, let's go. We're going to go raise some money and we're going to candidly try to go change the world for customers. And so that's how it started. And we've been building it from scratch, incorporated, and we're out, you know, building wireframes and building the platform and at the same time simultaneously raising venture capital. So we're doing both at the same time.
Any customers yet?
No customers yet. We have some alpha customers that are in alpha stage with us, talking to us about user experiences, what they want the UI and UX to look like. And we want to have the platform commercially available by the end of this year.
So let's pretend it's a year from now.
Yeah.
Let's pretend it's December 2020.
Sure. What do we look like?
Yeah, what do you look like then?
I think we've got a platform where customers can get a differentiated digital experience that's simple, efficient, and easy. We have customers liking that experience to the point where it's starting to get legs and refers to other customers. I want to be a place where customers feel like they're getting not just great product and great service, but they're allowing them to get back to the business of doing their business, where they're not having to worry about sourcing product. And we would be a place where they can help get technology and do it easy and clean and efficient. That's what a year looks like. A year from now for us, we would be in the initial stages, have first couple hundred customers, get to revenue.
Positive revenue? Or still...
We're going to look like a SaaS company. So the first couple of years, we're going to be building a platform, and it's capital intensive, and that's okay. So we see us getting the cash flow positive end of year two, beginning of year three.
Right.
But we think that first year is really important to build a brand, to build a place where customers feel like they can get transparency and to get those initial customers to start to get the initial revenue. But we're going to run the company extremely lean. We're going to use incubator space in the Boston area, not going to be very employee-centric because it's a platform. So we don't need to have feet-on-the-street salespeople. We don't have the normal heavy lifting that a normal feet-on-the-street sales force would have because it's going to be digitized.
Right. We've been speaking with Steve Walsh, CEO Procurence, a startup company. Steve, if somebody wanted to learn a little bit about Procurence even now, how would they find you?
Pretty easy. It's procurence.com or feel free to shoot me an email directly at steve@procurence.com. So we do have our initial website up. It's got some information about what we're doing. And, you know, whether you're a potential customer, if you're a potential partner of ours, folks like the MSP community, which is looking for other ways to digitize their platforms and a way to get product in front of customers, or if you're in the investment community and want to learn a little bit more about what we're doing, how we're raising, and how you might be able to be a good partner of us, procurence.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Great. Well, hopefully you're going to come back again so we can track your success on Radio Entrepreneurs.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, good luck. And I want to remind everybody this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and we have more stories coming right after this break.